In Prince George's County, I'm Valerie Bong.
Reports of COVID spreading among National Guard members deployed to D.C. for inauguration security. And why feds may be smiling tonight when they hear what President Biden has done. That's all ahead. The NASDAQ climbed 4% for the week. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. President Biden describes it as a war, the COVID issue front and center, past, present, and future.
Well over 400,000 lives lost nationwide and lost opportunities to address the crisis sooner, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, interviewed for CBS Sunday Morning.
We could have saved a lot of lives. Is that a fair statement?
I believe so. I mean, I think if we had the public health messages from the top right through down to the people in the trenches be consistent, things might have been different. In fact, I'm pretty sure they would have been different.
The latest push from the CDC calls for all masks to be worn in public and should have at least two layers of fabric.
Correspondent Mola Lange in New York. Meantime, on the economic front,
President Biden is trying to sell lawmakers on a new $1.9 trillion plan.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people be evicted because of nothing they did themselves.
But Congress just passed a $900 billion relief bill last month.
The yeas are 359.
And the appetite on the right for another package twice the size is low.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Former President Trump's second impeachment trial will start in the Senate on the 8th of February. The now minority Republican leader Mitch McConnell had asked the trial be put off till next month. Retired General Lloyd Austin is now the top civilian at the Pentagon. After Senate confirmation today, he becomes the first African-American to be Secretary of Defense at a time of new focus on white nationalist infiltration of the U.S. military. In Los Angeles,
California Attorney General Javier Becerra said his office has opened a civil rights investigation into the practices of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. Last week, Loyola Law School released a report detailing a history of deputy gang activity they say has persisted during 50 years across the department, with at least 18 subgroups or deputy cliques. Many of the groups have reportedly been found to use hand signals, initiation rituals, and even matching tattoos. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions lottery game is $1 billion, yep, with a B. And if you win the real biggie or something less, KDKA TV's John Shumway.
Make copies and then put the winning ticket someplace safe, like a safety deposit box. If you have a home phone, disconnect it.
Really talk about how you're going to approach this with other family members and other people.
Once you, the family, and your financial advisor have locked in a plan,
claim your prize. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is giving away $2.5 million prizes during Super Bowl 55 that could be used to buy your dream home. See rules and enter for free today at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
9:03 on this Friday, January 22nd, 37 in D.C., clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens to mid-20s. Good evening, I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. There is still very little COVID vaccine to go around in Virginia. And the man in charge of the rollout is asking people who want shots to be patient.
This week, Virginia asked for 300,000 doses of vaccine, but only received about 106,000. And the Commonwealth has started distributing it to individual communities based on population. For instance,
Prince William County, again, a populous county, but they're only going to get about 6,000 doses a week.
Dr. Danny Avula is leading Virginia's vaccination effort.
It's really important for everybody to understand that there is not a lot of new vaccine coming into the state.
He expects it to take 2 to 3 months to get everyone in the Phase 1B group vaccinated. That includes police officers, teachers, grocery store workers, and people age 65 and older. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Well, how would you feel if you learned vaccines that were meant for people in your county were being used by people who live elsewhere? That's the situation in Prince George's County, where those in charge are now taking steps to change that.
I'm from Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I'm from Montgomery County.
That's the line for the coronavirus vaccine outside of the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover. NBC4 interviewed several residents like Bill Moore, who said they're just trying to get it where they can.
We've got too few over in Montgomery County, so I heard you could come over here.
But the county is putting an end to that now, with appointments booked up through February 9th. all appointments after that date have been reset, except for those made for the second dose. From now on, everyone who wants a shot has to pre-register on the county website and say that they live or work in Prince George's County. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
9:05, as the nation works to get people vaccinated for COVID-19, there could come a point where you head into a stadium or gym to get a shot.
As more vaccine doses become available and states get through the first few groups, you could see mass vaccination centers open near you.
When you get to the group where you have a lot of people and you really need to do mass vaccination.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says when people between 16 and 64 years old who have underlying conditions are up for getting vaccinated, that will be a group of around 80 million people.
That's when you really would benefit greatly from community vaccine centers.
He says at that point, you probably will see, in addition to pharmacies giving shots, vaccination operations pop up at gyms, theaters, and even stadiums. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
President Biden has announced that he's directed FEMA to open 100 federally funded vaccination centers around the nation by next month. You can see Mike's entire interview with Dr. Fauci on WTOP.com. Search virus. Mike Miller was devoted to Maryland, and today the state's political community remembered the longtime Senate president who served 50 years in Annapolis.
The tributes to the late Senate President Thomas V. Mike Miller Jr. were made inside the Senate chamber, where Miller was Senate president for 33 years. Governor Larry Hogan.
Welcome home, my friend. On behalf of all the people of a grateful state of Maryland, we say thank you.
The current Senate President Bill Ferguson said Miller was both a country boy and a kingmaker. And Senator Paul Pinsky talked about the lessons learned from Miller, who knew how to wield his considerable power.
Mike suggested something, and I naively said, "Can you do that?" He said, "Paul, if you have the votes, you can do anything."
Miller died January 15th. He was 78 years old. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, still ahead after traffic and weather, the family of a kindergartner suing Montgomery County and police over a case of alleged assault and harassment. 9:07.
Here's Dr. Daniel Bornstein, the director for the Center of Performance, Readiness, Resiliency, and Recovery at the Citadel, talking about health issues that soldiers face, sponsored by the Citadel.
How we've developed our academic programs is to take the science of exercise physiology, human movement, strength and conditioning, psychological resiliency, and pull them into a package so that when our students leave our programs, they understand the science.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search The Citadel.
Do you want to improve the safety and security of our nation by improving the fitness and health of its people? Learn to train tactical athletes, including military and first responders, by earning